This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This week is here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your source of the best coverage for Georgia's golf major. Join us daily for live interviews, analysts, and each night of the tournament. Westwood One wraps up all the action at 11 p.m. Masters coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Twin Peaks, also by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, and by Umberto Injury Law. Guys, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come check out all the new locations. The Masters all week long right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Mike and I, we're sitting in here. Obviously, we're watching and seeing what's going on. And you just told me Justin Rose, he birdied 8 and 9?
Yeah, man, going up the hill. And so he's on fire right now. He is at 500, as we said. He won back in 2012, won the U.S. Open, and he's come close, man. He's had a couple of second-place finishes, so he's a guy that certainly knows his way around Augusta. He's just never gotten the green jacket. So we'll see. As you said, Scottie Scheffler, he just birdied 16.
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
I just said, what's he going to do over the water?
Yeah.
And he birdied 16, so he's now at 4 under. Connors, the Canadian, not familiar with him, but he's at 4 under as well. But yeah, Scottie Scheffler in position to either be a stroke behind or maybe tied, or who knows, maybe even lead before this day's over.
His game is just so perfect for this course. And look, you said it, Mike, yesterday. He hadn't won this season like he did last year coming into the Masters.
Right.
But the preparation, Tiger used to do this too, man. Like, you know, Tiger didn't win a bunch of tournaments coming into the Masters, but he was prepping his game. And, and you see how Scottie was doing the same thing. He was just getting ready for this one. And then the day you come out, boom. I said it, perfect position if he finishes 4, even 5 under. Hell, he's got 2 more left.
By the way, did you get up early to see the ceremonial starters today?
I did.
Yeah, they say, according to the golf track, you know, machines that they use that can follow the golf ball and everything, apparently Gary Player, age 89, center cut, 265 yards.
Still?
265 at age 89.
Wow, he outdrives Bo right now.
And he does a karate. You see him do the karate kick at the end? I watched Gary Player, you know, Gary Player from South Africa. You know, he was a guy that was always famous for 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups, always in great shape. But he does the shot, and he does like a karate kick. He was like, he's almost, he reminds you, Oren, who was the crazy guy that was like with Lloyd Bridges' character on Seinfeld when they go down to visit his parents in the condo? He always wanted Jerry to be in shape. He was always training. That's basically
Mandelbaum.
Mandelbaum.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A Gary Player is Mandelbaum.
Good call.
Right?
It's go time.
It's go time.
Good call. Yeah, it was you see Jack walking out there?
Yeah.
You start to realize,
did you,
man,
get a little misty like, yeah, I did this morning?
I did too. You're starting to realize, yeah, man, like how many more, like, it's a blessing to see these guys out there.
His wife was the ceremonial caddy, so
yes,
she was in the white jumper. And Jack, everybody, Jack and Nick all made jokes about trying to bend over. Will they be able to get back up to put the ball in the ground?
It's tough, man.
Where they're at. But that's one of the coolest things going back to, you know, when you see the old timers like Sam Snead when he was still alive doing it. I always love watching that.
Yeah. It's weird because.
And Tom Watson was the third today.
It's like everybody expects Tiger to be doing that now. And I'm like, he's not 50 yet. No. He's still got plenty of time. At one point, he will be one of those guys,
right,
but it's not his time. Like, Tiger, he's not going to play anymore. He might as well do this. He's got plenty of years left to potentially try to compete and play. I don't know how long he wants to do it, Mike, but I did hear, and we didn't even talk about this. Did you see that partnership with the Masters where he's going to develop a the part three course on the plot out there. Right. He's doing so many things outside of golf. He will always be connected in one way or another. But, yeah, it was pretty cool this morning. All right, man, more on the Masters coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to 4th and 1. Let's talk about Gainesville's own Deshaun Watson. He's rehabbing from re-tearing his right Achilles tendon. It's going to keep him out, guys, for most of this year, which means he missed most of last year, and he's probably going to miss most of this year. But in a video posted on Insta, Mike, imagine that, he is, you know, rehabbing at the Browns practice facility, and he says, everybody's doubting me. He didn't say it in that voice. But he says, everybody don't believe in me. Everybody don't think I can get back to where I was. But I know and I believe the work that I put in and what I believe in myself, the peace that I have been channeling these last couple of months, I know I'm going to be way better than before. Okay, so you can go in and watch that. Here's my issue. Here's my issue. It's been 5 years. Last time he was good was 2020. The last time he was legitimate, really good quarterback was 2020. Now, he's been marred by injuries, Mike, but you go to Cleveland, you take all that money, and you haven't even played 10 games in any of the seasons you've been there. I'd love to believe this, but I can't.
Well, the thing is, you know, with Deshaun Watson, it's just he's more known for the scandals. I know a local kid from Gainesville. That's why, you know, I think Arthur or somebody in the organization was always intrigued about bringing a former Falcon ball boy in as a quarterback. Would have been a hell of a story. Couldn't have the money, you know, and again, glad we didn't, because I wanted it at the time back in 21, and it's been an unmitigated disaster. So you wonder, does any team even touch him when he finally does get released from Cleveland? I don't think so. I think it's over.
Completely?
I think it's over. I think there's nothing to be gained by bringing him in. You can bring any, I mean, other than, you know, paying the league minimum for a veteran, I mean, you can get somebody cheaper from the, you know, from a draft or another washed-up quarterback. It's just, he can't stay healthy, and who knows what he's going to be, and you're going to wait another year now.
Yeah, people around the league are saying similar things. Mike, quote, if he's released, I don't see anybody picking him up. That's one NFC executive that told ESPN.
Hey, it'd be a hell of a redemption story if it ever worked, but it's that don't seem like it's going to happen.
No. But we will see. This is the first time we've seen or heard anything from Deshaun Watson. Right. And again, you know, it's not like he couldn't do this, you know, as soon as the injury happened. But I think he's been, you know, frustrated, man. And who wouldn't be? You tear your Achilles, you're rehabbing, and then you re-tear it. You know that's 18 months gone. Right.
I mean, yeah, you can't have any worse hits to your brand than Deshaun Watson's taken the last couple of years. That goes without saying. And that's why we're still kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with what's going to happen with them in the draft and maybe Pittsburgh, if we can maybe unload Kirk Cousins, because that's the one team which has probably been mentioned more about the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. That's Cleveland.
I agree. All right. Meanwhile, what else is going on around the league? Everybody's gearing up for the draft. And you know, the thing about this year's draft is there are always strong areas and then not so strong. And, okay, where's the strongest area in this draft, meaning position-wise? And, Mike, it's debatable, right? Everybody says, okay, well, the O-line, we had our draft expert on yesterday. Oh, it's okay, but it's not great. Quarterbacks, oh, well, it's okay, it's not great. What is good, I believe, is edge rushers and defensive tackles. Well, luckily, we are in the business of needing one of those, or maybe two, or maybe three. So as we start to count down to the draft, Mike, you know, everybody's talking about the same guys, right? Mike Green, James Pierce. And by the way, one of our experts yesterday said, listen, somebody's going to get a steal with Pierce despite the stuff that we keep hearing.
Yeah, and every mock draft I've had, I mean, again, I'm going with PFF. That's Pro Football Focus. Pierce is there. He's there for us at 15.
At 15.
So I just don't know. And as we said, what's the truth? What's the real deal here?
You wouldn't take him over Mike Hill, would you?
Well, he's more of the pure he's more of the pure edge rusher, if that's what you're looking for, you know. And but again,
would there be pressure from on your back about all this Georgia stuff?
Yeah,
saying I agree with you. If Pierce is there and Michael is there, and they go James Pierce, people are gonna go, oh, here they go again. They didn't take a Georgia player. What if this guy is the pure pass rusher?
But if Ulbrich is gonna do his 3-4 version of Dan Quinn, then you got a guy that can drop back. You know how they use Vic Beasley, which drives me crazy. We're 3-4, 4-3-ish. You know, no one's getting locked in with our schematics. But, I mean, you could argue Mykal Williams fits more to what our defense, what we ask the outside linebacker to do as far as the edge guy that also has to do other things and sometimes cover a tight end, for instance.
Yeah, I just – that's going to be interesting. And I that goes for either one of those guys. I don't know. You know, everybody's just projecting Jalen and Mykal.
And I just – you know, I've asked the question all – you know, all like this preseason, you know, what is Mykal Williams going to be just an all-around great defender, but he'll never be like that, you know, the 14 or 13 sack guy that everybody wants. But maybe he has a Pro Bowl career? I don't know. That's because the Georgia guys, and this is the conundrum, they don't put the big numbers up, but you know that they're going to come out NFL ready.
Yeah. It's going to be this is the thing. And I heard Raheem say, I want to say he was asked a question about, you know, draft, and he was like, we don't control the draft. And I was like, You control where you pick.
Well, you control 15 and beyond.
And you can, and yes, and you control. And Mike, how many guys is that? I mean, we're talking about, what, 200 more guys that are going to be potentially picked? Yeah, you control a lot. It's not as if you have the first pick. No, I get that. But, Mike, it's not as if you don't have a decision to make about who's going to make your team better. And if you make the wrong one, for whatever reason, that's putting you in a bad spot. My point is I'm not accepting, like, oh, we're not in a position to control the draft. Wherever you pick, you control that moment.
And again, if by chance there's a perception, maybe it's off, maybe it's on, that the tackles are going to go, a bunch of tackles are going to be drafted. Maybe a lot of teams covet a tackle. That's why we've made it such a show to go visit tackles.
Yeah.
You know, whether we are intending to draft one or maybe to have somebody think we are, to come up and get one. Speaking of guys that might look good in a Falcon uniform, Shamar Stewart visiting the Patriots. He's got scheduled visits the next couple of days here with the 49ers and the Bears as well. The Bears and Shamar Stewart have been linked as well.
Yeah, those personal visits, man, they matter. This is where these coaches really get a chance, like a guy like Mike Vrabel, to sit down with him and kind of get in a little bit, you know, and you turn on the tape, that's one thing. You see the combine metrics, all right, great. I want to talk to him. We'll know what he's like. And this is the opportunity. This is why guys get brought in. And we said this. A lot of this stuff, you know, if I was to tell you how many guys have the Falcons brought in, you get 30 visits. How many have we talked about? I'm telling you right now, they've had visits. We just haven't discussed it because, hey, these guys have come in and out, Mike. And, you know, some of this stuff we said gets reported, some of it doesn't. But they have had a bunch of guys that they visited with.
So on Good Morning Football today, the Bengals are hot for Mike Green. And so that, you know, now again.
Is that a Hendrickson deal?
That's like, maybe either to combine him with Hendrickson or a replacement for Hendrickson if they're going to maybe move on him. Because he's obviously very upset, so they're not talking to his agent. He's in the final year of his current contract and wants a big one.
All right, let's talk Jets here for a second. Justin Fields was talking about, you know, last year. And he got perspective on it, you know, being quarterback. He started 4-2 with the Steelers, and then he was benched for the first time in his life when Russell Wilson was deemed healthy, and he came back. And Fields never really got another shot. So now, Mike, you know, people are saying he's never had – Jets fans are trying to, you know, pump this up. He's never had a shot like this. He's never had an opportunity. He was the starter in Chicago.
Right.
Okay. And was drafted as the franchise guy. Now, again, I don't put all that on Justin. The franchise has been a wreck. They've had bad coaches, et cetera. But he was talking about, you know, getting this opportunity. I want you to hear Justin Fields.
Justin, what if the Jets take a quarterback here, whether it's seventh, second round, whatever? How do you feel about the possibility of a young guy who might, you know, you might have to mentor or could be like nipping at your heels?
I don't really like to answer rhetorical questions, but like I said, I'm willing to teach. But yeah, I'm not really interested in, you know, rhetorical questions. So.
Told Carl the other day when I heard about this soundbite, you know, yeah, like Chris Chandler loved mentoring Steve McNair and Mike Vick. I mean, guys don't want to teach guys to take their job, especially Fields is trying to land somewhere where he's going to be the man. I think they bring a young quarterback into that's a brutal situation for Justin Fields, whoever it is.
Now, Fields said Coach Tomlin made the decision he thought was best for the team. I'm never going to go against that. But he says, I'm not a selfish guy whatsoever, so I've just tried to change my perspective, get better each and every day at practice. He's saying all the right things, man.
I don't know about you, but Marvin Harrison nearly killed my fantasy team. I was able to win the championship this year, but Marvin Harrison Jr., huge disappointment. Kyler Murray says as he gets more comfortable, he'll continue to grow, because those guys looked like they were speaking two different languages this year.
Yeah, I didn't feel like
especially in the red zone.
He threw the ball and gave him a chance to make plays. He didn't go to him like he should have. Yeah, man. All right, coming up, Mick the Caddy. Odyssey Golf Podcast with our own Dave Ashburn called Tales from the Tips. Go check out the podcast. Mick's going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How was your drive back, by the way?
I want to thank the dude in the BMW 7 Series.
Oh, you had a rabbit. You had a rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Almost like two rabbits going simultaneously.
I got you. Yeah. Look, I was just, I just kept thinking at some point, and you guys know if you drive 20, I'm like, please don't let there be an accident because it will just shut down. And luckily, knock wood, that didn't happen. So, you know, made good time, made it back. But it was a great time out there yesterday. We're keeping you updated on the Masters. Scottie Scheffler, by the way, I just told Mike, he parred 17, so he's four under heading to 18. He's had a really good day. A lot of people talking about start of Justin Rose, though, here.
He birdied 1, 2, 3 to start the round, and then he just birdied 8, 9, and 10. Woo! So he's now into Amen Corner and feeling pretty good. 11's always so challenging, you know, don't hit in the water, and, you know, how it's kind of that green, how it sort of undulates. But anyway, man, it's going to be a lot of fun watching Justin Rose again. Hasn't won a major since the U.S. Open back in 2012.
All right. What's your hat dilemma here, man? You've been talking about this, and you were saying that you – did you buy another one, by the way?
No, I just – the 8 hat, the Earnhardt hat came in.
Was it what you expected?
Yeah, it's great. Okay. It's the slanted 8 from Dale Earnhardt. Squidbilly's got the same lid, and we're big junior guys, big Earnhardt senior guys. A new McLaren hat came in. Forgot about that. So the wife just went bananas on me about the hat collection because she's got to stop. Because my problem is I leave them all over the place. Hats on the bed, which is bad luck. Hats on the nightstand and the kitchen, you know, all that stuff. So today I said, let's do a count. I got like 17 Falcons hats. I got like 15 Braves. Got like 10 Hawks hats, a bunch of United, but I got 27 Florida State hats.
Okay, that's quite a bit.
And I thought, you know, okay, and that's after I threw out 10. There were 37. I threw out 10 that were either, you know, faded, sweaty, icky.
Yeah, old style.
You know, don't look cool.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm down to 27. And I got dudes going, oh, hell, that ain't nothing. I got 40 Georgia hats. So I got these dudes coming at me going, no, man, get your wife off your back, Jack. That apparently 27 is a rather pedestrian number for your favorite
all right,
team.
I don't know about that. That's a lot of hats, Mike.
How many Texas hats you got?
None of your business.
Give me a number. Give me a round number.
30.
See, there you go.
30. But here's the deal. This is my issue, and I know you've run into this problem, too. And right. For the guys that hit you up with, you know, I got 45. You forget about the hats that you have, and you end up not wearing them. And then all of a sudden, you come across this hat, and you're like, is that new? No, it's from 5 years ago, but you haven't worn it. So I never wear all of these damn hats.
Yeah, you know what I threw out? Talk about a drunken impulse buy at the Final Four. I bought a San Diego State hat. You know, 1 year when they went to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when am I going to wear that?
Never.
Exactly. Yeah. In the garbage. Yeah. Gone. Yeah. So again, if it hasn't been worn, and again, some of these things you can't take to Goodwill. If they're in good shape, they haven't been worn, they get the tags on.
I'll give you an example. The Falcon hats I have, right? Ton of Falcon hats. I don't even know how many. But every year, this time, they come out with what? The new draft hat.
Right.
Okay? So every year, right, I'm like, ooh, gonna get the new draft hat. And I end up purchasing it. And then draft happens, you know, for good luck. I got the new draft hat on. Hadn't really helped us. And I got the hat on, and I'm like, yeah, this is it right here, baby. Look at this hat. Mike, draft is over. I take that hat off. I don't know if I wear it again.
I threw out 3 Falcons draft hats because they generally suck. They're stupid, and they don't stand the test. They don't age well. Day-Day, you want to jump in on this? They just don't seem to age well, those because they come up with a new style every
year. Yeah, unfortunately, they don't. So you just kind of got to go with the regular new era, you know, get you a traditional style of hat.
I'm looking right now. The draft hat this year. Okay, this year's draft hat has what they call the like the scrambled eggs on the visor, like the admiral's hat.
Okay,
like the captain of the ship. So they got that. It's a 2-tone with that on the visor now.
Yeah, I just that's my issue. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get that hat. Brave spring training hat.
Right.
Hadn't worn it again. All right, man. Let's talk to our buddy Mick the Caddy, who joins us. He was a PGA caddy for many, many years, and we love having him on the show. And what better time to have him on as the Masters is going on in Augusta. Mick, it's good to have you back on, man. And first of all, we don't assume that everybody knows your history, so let's talk about that a little bit. Who did you caddy for, and how long did you do it on the PGA Tour?
15 years on the PGA Tour, boys, but it's good to talk to you both here at in sunny Australia at 5:30 in the morning.
Holy cow. How's your dad doing? Mick's dad's been dealing with some health issues, and that's why Mick is down under doing the family thing. Is he doing any better?
Yeah, he's getting there, mate. I should be home by the end of the month. I came here for a 2.5-week holiday, and I've been here three and a half months now. So, no, everything's coming along. He's heading in the right direction. But, yeah, if there's one thing about watching the Masters in Australia, it's the time difference is kind of a little bit rough.
I can imagine. Yeah, well, look, everybody's checking out what's going on, and let's talk about some of the things that you experienced, either leading into this event or just being a part of it, because there's so many stories, right? Mike and I were talking about, you know, the Champions Dinner and how cool that is. And just, you know, this year, obviously, it was Scottie Scheffler. But every year, that's such a big, you know, talking point. But some of the things that you experienced maybe leading into the Masters, because guys do different things to prepare for this tournament, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, some guys, like, it's like every major. Every major is different. I mean, a lot. You know, so many people get really hyped up for it, and you know, the swing coaches are there, and the psychologists are there, and stuff like that. There's, you know, there's so much pressure. But the thing about the Masters is it's so different because, you know, the day before with the par 3 competition, and if you watch everything that you saw yesterday with like kids running around in bunkers, and everyone's got their kids out there, and it's just a little bit more relaxed that day before, and it's a totally different vibe compared to, you know, every other major. That's for sure.
The you know, the course itself. I mean, it just seems. I know you've been around some of the greatest courses in the world. Is the Masters the greatest? I mean, as far as the manicured and taken care of golf course on the planet,
there's no comparison. It's the greatest play. It's hard to explain. Like when you go down Magnolia Lane and when you know it's the only Masters I've never caddied in, but you know, having been there 4 or 5 times. And knowing a lot of people there, it's just there's no place like it. It's just the aura of it when you go down Magnolia Lane, and you know, when you're walking around, and you don't realize how hilly it is. TV doesn't do it any justice because it is one hilly golf course. It's a tough walk, but there's no place like it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know, talking about that specifically, that's why you have to shape these shots, right? You have to have certain shots in your bag. Even if you're playing well, like, there are certain guys who their game is built for this course, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. If you can shape the ball both ways, if you can hit a fade and a draw, and yeah, you're comfortable hitting the ball both ways, you're a huge advantage there. Now, you know, there are certain guys who only, you know, like to hit fades and stuff like that. It doesn't really suit guys like that, like Victor Hovland, for one, who I think is a phenomenal ball player, you know, phenomenal ball striker. But the course doesn't really set up for him. You know, he's had some good rounds there, but, you know, he's only broken 70, like, eight, you know, one time out of 18 times there. And it's just, to some guys, it just doesn't sit that way for, you know, he's trying to shape the ball just one way. It's a tough golf course, but, you know, and it's getting longer and longer, you know. They still make it longer every year, that's for certain. You know, 7,500 yards now, that's a long golf course.
Yeah, we're watching Justin Rose right now. We said before you came on, Mick, who's been on fire. There's guys like Rory who have gone, you know, years. You know, it's 2014 since Rory won a major, 2012 since Rose won a major. It's kind of a cool, kind of becomes like a story you get behind. Do you feel that Rory's playing the kind of golf now that he can put the 4 rounds together to get it done at Augusta?
It's all mental for him. It just means so much to him to win, and I think he puts so much pressure on himself. Justin Rose, who, you know, I know very, very well, he's a good friend of mine. and his caddy, Fooch, who's a wonderful friend of mine. You know, I know how much it means to Justin Rose to win the Masters. You know, I also know how much of a bonus his caddy's going to get if he does win the Masters too. Mm. So, you know, and these events mean so much to these guys. These guys would give up, you know, just about everything else, every other event that they've ever won just to win the Masters. And I know how much it means to Rory. And it's just sometimes the pressure, it builds and builds and builds and builds as each year goes along. It gets harder and harder and harder for him. But, I mean, no one swings it better than Rory. It's just, you know, it's the execution on the day and, you know, how mentally he, you know, prepared he is.
Mick, give us a putting routine as you're preparing for a major. What are we talking about, and what is it for a professional to go out there? Because the events that I've had a chance to cover over the years, I was always amazed at how much time they spent just putting. And, you know, we take it for granted when these guys hit anything 10 feet, 8, it doesn't matter, and they make it look easy. What's the putting routine like?
Well, everyone has their own different routines when it comes to it. Now, obviously, you know, Augusta is completely different because those greens are so fast. They've got so many undulations. You know, you've seen some of these downhill putts. I mean, it's the speed of these greens is ridiculous, how fast they are. But everybody has their own different routines and how they like to go. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you'll see so many guys, all they're doing is practicing three and four footers at the end of the day. You'll see them work on long putts for a little while and try to get their feel for certain things. And obviously, Augusta's putting greens, practice greens are ridiculously good. But at the end of the day, you'll see them all just standing around and they're putting in circles, three and four footers, because, you know, as you saw Rory in the US Open at the end, when he lost the US Open with that little 3 foot putt at the end, which was a very, very hard putt, by the way. But that's where the money is. I mean, the money is right in those three and four footers. And, you know, if you can hold the nerve together down the stretch, you know, that's invariably, that's how you're going to win it.
It's our man Mick the Caddy all the way from Down Under talking about the Masters. We love the Live guys. I think DeChambeau, who's become rootable and likable, and we just never see him because the ratings prove it. Nobody's watching Live Golf. But you feel like John Rahm and Bryce, I mean, certainly Rahm, who really just seemed like he took it on the chin, all the criticism of jumping over to Live, it messed him up. He has been winning, though, on that tour. You buying any of the Live guys to make it happen this time?
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau gets that driver working. I mean, obviously, as long as he is and you know, it certainly helped him in the US Open last year. I mean, if you can hit it as far as he does, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, you're putting wedges in your hand instead of, you know, six irons. Makes a huge difference. If he gets that driver right, because he can putt too. He's a very, very good putter. Mm. And, you know, he's got such a great mental approach to the game. He's, you know, he's so switched on. He's changed, you know, from years and years and years ago when, you know, no one really liked the guy. But now he's just a likable character.
Yeah. Who you liking right now before you get out of here? And by the way, check out the podcast, guys. It's called Tales from the Tip, Odyssey Golf Podcast with Dave Ashburn. Mick's a part of that as well. Who do you like, by the way? Now, I mean, not looking at the leaderboard or seeing who's playing well today. I mean, who do you think is playing well enough to get this done?
Well, on our podcast, I said that Scottie Scheffler would win because I think, you know, he's above everybody else at the moment. But there was a couple of rough ones I put in there, and Harris English was one. I thought Harris was playing beautiful at the moment. And, you know, he had a pretty good round to start the day. But I still think it's going to be hard to beat Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, I'm with you. What's going on? It's Scottie Scheffler. Hey, man, Mick, we appreciate you, man. The best to your family, and thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you when you get back, brother. Thank you again.
Yeah, appreciate you, boys, and I'll be back soon.
All right, cheers. Good stuff. Hey, man, and by the way, Scheffler, I think, is on 18, but Mike's right about Justin. If Rose stays hot like this, Mike,
he parred 11, so he's right now he's on number 12, the par 3. So he's in the middle of A-man corner. Then you got, of course, the par 5. So we'll see, but he's rootable for me. I love Scheffler as well. I'm with you, Scott. I'm with them there when it comes to Scotty.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.